Drought has hit the southwest U.S. very hard, and Lake Mead is drying up at a rate that has leaders worry about dramatic changes that may be needed to water supply and water use. Conservation, at least forced or required, hasn't been present in Arizona, though it may have to be a major part of the conversation in the near future. But finding new sources of water could also be vital. Joanna Allhands, digital opinions editor for the Arizona Republic, has written a column listing what she calls 5 ways to get Arizona out of a water crisis, and she's with me to talk about it. Joanna, if the state's residents have to make big changes in how they use water, do you think there's going to be a culture shock, or is the population ready?
No. No, we're not. Because I mentioned this in my column, is that we're still talking basically about Band-Aid solutions, things that will get us through for a few years. There's tremendous fights that are happening right now just to get some additional conservation methods on the books now. And those really are not, those are not the long-term solutions that are going to get us through a water crisis. They're just the things that are going to help us survive what's going to happen in the next few years. And so we're also a state that tends to not do a lot of forcing. We don't like to tell people, you know, you're going to get rid of your pool, or you're going to get, you know, you're going to use less water because we say so. You know, we don't do a lot of stick approaches here. We definitely, the approach that Arizona has taken to water conservation has been carrots. And I think that's largely good. And I think we do need to use more carrots. But at some point, the stick is going to come.
Reclaimed water. You have been drinking reclaimed water. Okay. So
if it was available commercially, I would buy it.
So what do you think the misperception is of that then?
Everybody thinks, and this started actually decades ago with a smear campaign, where people were trying to, they were like, this is just not ever something we're going to do. And so it became known as toilet to tap, which is what everybody thinks of. Oh my gosh, that water has been in my toilet or my sink or whatever. It's somebody else's water before. What we don't realize is that pretty much every drop of water on the face of the earth has been recycled probably multiple times over eons. There may be dinosaur sink water in it, you know, but things get filtered down and stuff. And the process that is used to recycle water actually makes it cleaner than bottled water that we drink. It actually filters out more of the impurities, you know, all of the prescription traces of elements that, you know, get into water. Some of that gets filtered. I mean, this water is cleaner. It's tasty. It's like, it's good stuff. I like it.
One other point, which I thought was really interesting, is this idea of thirsty plants. The fact that, and you're right, it makes no sense that two of Arizona's biggest cash crops are the most water-intensive plants out there, cotton and alfalfa. So considering agriculture's role in the state, how big a change could we make there?
We could make a huge change there, potentially. That's the issue, is that why are we still using these water-intensive plants is because there's a market for them. And the things that are less water-intensive, like vegetables, barley, some of these other crops, we don't have the infrastructure. We don't have the barns. We don't have the processing facilities. We don't have all of that stuff to store those crops. Yuma does, but other areas of the state don't have that infrastructure, and it's expensive. And if there's not a market for it, then what's the incentive of doing that? So that's the deal, is that we really have got to get to a point where we can use a lot more, or we can get a lot more people buying different things and making markets for those products.
Based on some of the things you've suggested and the fact that, you know, we are coming to the point, we think, where we have to make some really tough decisions, do you have faith in the leadership here that, not that everyone's going to be kumbaya, of course not, but that they're going to reach enough consensus on some of these key points where we're not going to reach a point of desperation?
I would like to say that I had more faith than I do. And I think mostly municipal leaders really get it. They understand the deal here. The issue is the legislature, by and large, has not really dealt with these issues well over the last few years. There are not really a lot of water experts in the legislature. And in fact, if you look at a lot of things that have been proposed over the last few years, they're the exact opposite of where we're going. It's loosening restrictions on groundwater, which is already a one and done kind of resource for us. We're doing things kind of going backwards. There is not any sort of consensus on a drought contingency plan for Lake Mead. We're not there yet. There are some things that are really going to have to take a lot of really global, statewide thinking. And unfortunately, a lot of our leaders are looking very parochially, and that is not what's going to lead us out of this.
And finally, you mentioned the drought contingency plan. That drought contingency plan is pretty enormous when it comes to what we're going to do, but also how we relate to other Colorado River states. What are you hearing? What are you seeing there that makes you think we're going to get to that point and it's going to work for this state?
One thing that I think that is really, at least I'm somewhat excited about, is the rhetoric that the Bureau of Reclamation is now using. They're now starting to say, like, we want this thing done by this year. They're really starting to up the ante and saying, like, we cannot leave this to chance, that there is going to be an issue in Lake Mead and we have to fix it. So I really like to hear that rhetoric from them. One thing that they haven't done yet is the or else. You know, it's been like, I want you to do this and I want you to get it done by the end of the year, but they haven't said or else or what, you know. And that could be, if we have inaction, that could be something that could really come back to bite Arizona, because then you've got the feds telling you what to do. So really, it's up to us to figure this out and figure it out for ourselves.
Yeah, Arizona loves the feds telling us what to do.
Oh, yeah.
Joanna Allhands is Digital Opinions Editor for the Arizona Republic and AZ Central. Joanna, thank you.
You're welcome.